Brian Molefe was one of the foremost figures in the state capture schemes that unfolded during former President Jacob Zuma's time in charge of the country. Molefe, who recently took over as Treasurer General of Zuma's MK party, famously broke down in tears at an Eskom media briefing in 2016.
If you don't mind, we will just give Mr. Molefe a chance to compose himself and then we will take it from there.
This was after former public protector Thuli Maroncela's state capture report implicated Molefe in allegedly corrupt dealings with the Gupta family.
You've got about 750 billion rand under management, and that obviously makes you a very big player. Are you wined and dined on a regular basis by the CEOs of the asset managers down in Cape Town?
Well, there's a fair amount of whining and dining, and I've been trying to cut it back because I'm struggling to lose my weight.
The former Transnet and Eskom boss allegedly played a key role in gifting multi-billion rand contracts from our largest state-owned entities to companies with strong Gupta links. Molefe is currently facing fraud and corruption charges over his alleged role in Transnet's major locomotive deals worth a massive 50 billion rand. But did Molefe gain illicit benefits from his alleged involvement in state capture scandals? A set of explosive documents obtained by Daily Maverick might bring us closer to understanding how Molefe may have benefited from allegedly corrupt payments during his stints as CEO of Transnet and Eskom. Hi, I'm Pieter Louis Meiberg, an investigative journalist for Scorpio at Daily Maverick.
Hi, I'm Brian Molefe. This is the behind the scenes of my cover shoot.
Today, I'll walk you through my investigation into an alleged slush fund that received millions of rands in mysterious cash deposits. These cash flows coincided with Molefe's time as CEO of Transnet and later Eskom. Some of the funds paid into the alleged slush fund was used to help bankroll Brian Molefe's luxurious lifestyle. My investigation centers around the financial affairs of PelcoCap Pty Limited, a company that was established in 2011, the same year in which Brian Molefe was appointed as Transnet CEO.
Leaders are really peddlers of hope rather than doers of things. Leadership is what happens when you're not there.
PelcoCap doesn't have any overt links to Molefe, but after some deeper digging, the ties became evident. PelcoCap's director is a woman named Rehopotswe or Reggie Maponya. Company records reveal that Maponya and Molefe have long-standing business relations. There are several instances where the sole directorships in certain companies pass between Molefe and Maponya. We're also certain that Maponya attended Brian Molefe's wedding in 2016. As we'll come to see, the wedding forms a key part of this investigation. Now, why do I suspect that the PelcoCap account functioned as some sort of a slush fund for Brian Molefe? Thanks to some of the records I obtained, we know that the company received substantial cash deposits from as early as November 2013. The deposits continued for almost 5 years and seemingly fizzled out in mid-2018. During this period, PelcoCap banked more than 11 million rand in mysterious cash deposits. I examined the PelcoCap bank statements and soon realized that many of the payments from the account were seemingly made to Molefe or were paid to third-party service providers to settle Molefe's bills. For instance, in February 2015, while Molefe still served as Transnet CEO, a string of cash deposits totaling 62,000 rand entered PelcoCap's FNB account. 2 days later, PelcoCap transferred more than 13,000 rand to a catering business called Chippy Projects. The payment reference said PVT1 B Molefe. We tracked down the representative of Chippy Projects, who confirmed that the payment they'd received was for catering services at a private event organized by the then Transnet boss. There are scores more PelcoCap transactions that list Molefe as the beneficiary. These payments, totaling hundreds of thousands of rands, were routinely made after someone had made cash deposits into the PelcoCap account. One set of developments in 2016 provides more evidence that Molefe benefited from PelcoCap's funds. In December of that year, Molefe got married to a woman named Arithir Muahi. The day before the wedding, someone started depositing large sums of cash into PelcoCap's account, followed by more deposits on the day of the wedding. This series of seven cash deposits totaled nearly 140,000 rand. PelcoCap then used those funds to transfer roughly 83,000 rand to Molefe's wedding planner. In addition to this, PelcoCap paid nearly 65,000 rand to a hotel and wedding venue in Centurion. I established that these expenses were also for Molefe's wedding. Meanwhile, PelcoCap's sole director, Reggie Maponya, likely attended the Molefe wedding. Maponya posted this picture on his social media accounts on the same day that PelkaCap transferred funds to Molefe's wedding planner. Molefe's wife left a string of emoticons in the comments. By all accounts, the wedding and the earlier catering services sponsored by PelkaCap weren't isolated events. There is good reason to suspect that Brian Molefe also used PelkaCap's bank card for overseas purchases totaling hundreds of thousands of rands. In addition to PelkaCap's bank statements, I also reviewed select Home Affairs records that reflected Molefe's overseas trips between June 2014 and October 2017. During this period, Molefe left South Africa on 19 separate occasions, traveling to countries like the UK, the USA, Germany, and China. Comparing Molefe's foreign trips to PelkaCap's bank records was very interesting, to say the least. On each of Molefe's 19 foreign trips, someone made point-of-sale purchases with PelkaCap's bank card at the very destinations Molefe was visiting. On some occasions, someone paid for flight tickets from the PelkaCap account very shortly before Molefe boarded his flight. Let me unpack one example. On 28 August 2014, PelkaCap made two purchases from the South African Airways, valued at roughly 5,000 and 12,000 rand. 3 days later, Molefe boarded flight SA186, bound for Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. The PelkaCap card was then used for three payments in Dar es Salaam, while Molefe was in Tanzania. On 1 September 2014, someone used the company's card at the Akemi revolving restaurant in downtown Dar, spending nearly 8,000 rand. The following day, 2 September, the PelkaCap card was used for payments at Dar's Hyatt Regency Hotel, totaling nearly 20,000 rand. On 3 September 2014, Molefe flew back from Dar es Salaam to Johannesburg on board flight SA189. The PelkaCap bank card made no further purchases in Tanzania. The same pattern consistently emerged as far as Molefe's other overseas trips are concerned. The total value for PelkaCap's overseas card purchases, those that overlapped with Molefe's trips abroad, comes to more than 800,000 rand. It seems clear then that Brian Molefe benefited from the PelkaCap funds. But where did all that money come from? My next investigation will examine the flow of funds into the PelkaCap account, raising pertinent questions of the origins of the more than 11 million rand in cash deposits.